This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
Welcome back to another episode of the Man Up Show with yours truly, the Russian nightmare. Oh, hang on, the devil's nightmare, storming the gates of hell and building the kingdom of God. And it's so fun. I just have fun doing these shows. And you hear a little laughter in the background. That's because I've got my man here, Bill Turner, in studio with me. Bill, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I'm going to tell you right out of the gate, those who listen to the show and just heard your voice are right away going to say, this guy needs his own radio show. Well, what you don't know is he has his own radio show. We'll talk about that. But man, just an honor. It's truly an honor to have you here.
The honor is all mine, brother. I've been a fan of yours most of my life, and I'm proud to say that I know you even better now. So
yeah, so give a little backstory on that. So when were you first introduced? When did you first become a wrestling fan? How many years ago?
Oh Lord, when I was probably single digits, you know, six or seven. My mother was a huge wrestling fan. Her favorite was Dusty Rhodes.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Yeah, the power of power, too sweet to be
right.
Power, if you will.
285 pounds, a sweet soul.
But come on, you got it, you got it.
We would go to the Bell, where I'm from, Aiken, South Carolina. So we would go to the Bell Auditorium, which
is in Augusta,
and then the Township Auditorium in Columbia.
South Carolina.
That was weekly for me. And I just grew to love.
Weekly?
Yeah. I mean, Mondays and Thursdays, that's what we did. So, and my uncle was a police officer in Columbia, so we kind of, when we go to the township, we kind of had backstage passes. So we got to, I realized at an early age that it was entertainment.
It wasn't, you know, everything that we were projecting or portraying it to be. You figured that out at a young age.
And to me, that made it even better, because I could see these guys have real talent. You know, it's one thing to get in there and just brawl it out,
right,
you know, but
right,
to keep from hurting someone so they could continue working, but give the illusion that you're beating him to where he can't move. You
know? Right. To tell a story, because we were storytellers.
Yep.
That was part of our job, was to be a storyteller. So not only a stuntman and an actor and a psychologist, we were storytellers. Mm-hmm. And so you figured that out at a young age, but still loved it. You still loved
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. That just made it better for me, because I realized, okay, they're not superheroes, you know, because you know, and I kind of caught some of the storylines, because, you know, one person would win in Augusta and then the next person would win in Columbia. And
same guys wrestling.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I just saw them get out the same car. Come on. what is going on here?
Which, by the way, and for the record, was you were typically not supposed to do.
Right.
Now, there were times when it just had to happen that, you know, guy's car broke down or just didn't have a ride to the town, and you know, we weren't going to make him miss a show or miss his, you know, his match. And so you throw him in the car with you, and hopefully none of the fans, you know, recognized or saw the fact you got out of the same car.
My mother just told me that's why he was riding in the back seat. They didn't like him. They put him on the back seat.
that's right. That's right. He could still hate him, even though he wasn't in the front seat. He could hate him from the back seat. Well, and I remember, I actually not too long ago went drove past the Bell Arena there in Augusta, Georgia, and not just recently, I was by the Columbia Township Auditorium too, and I did an autograph signing recently, next to the Dorton Arena, where I debuted way back when, and that brought back a host of memories, the Dorton Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina. But so Dusty was a favorite. Did you have a favorite match that really kind of comes to mind?
The one that took me to where I realized times were changing was Dusty Rhodes and Wrestling Number 2. They took on the Road Warriors. You know, Wrestling 2, and Dusty Rhodes just came out, and then the road, you know, it got dark. The music started
blasting. Oh, yeah.
And I knew.
Iron Maiden or whatever.
Yeah, I knew then that the times were changing.
There's a shift in professional wrestling.
Like, uh-oh, what have we got here? So them guys were, you know, they looked for real. And
they were big, brutal.
You know, but they did pay homage to you know, the knee from Wrestling 2 and the bionic elbow from Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, so yes.
For a couple of minutes, they let them handle them, and then they took over.
A couple minutes. Gosh.
My mother was like, she just sat down. She was screaming, and then she just sat down.
She was there with you.
Yeah, she just sat
down. She'd go to the matches with you.
Yeah, she loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was part of her life. She just loved the atmosphere from it, because she was the one with the purse, swinging the purse, or, you know,
oh my goodness.
You know, put her finger in the face of the wrestlers. And there I was saying, Mama, please sit down. That dude is a lot bigger than me.
You know? One, you're embarrassing me. Two, yeah. I don't want you to get hurt, Mama. Yeah. Sit down. So that's amazing. I know we could talk an entire hour or more about wrestling stories and that whole genre, and of course, you know, what I did, and I appreciate you being being a fan even all these years later.
Yeah, because with you, I saw you wrestle Hawk and Animal, and you wrapped that chain, you know, around, I think it was Hawk's throat, well, neck, and you slung him over that top rope, and the first thing I did, I looked at his foot.
Yes.
So I was like, to make sure, you know, you weren't
really trying to choke him out. Yeah.
And I mean, he just had like two toes touching. I said, oh my God.
And we were, just for the audience, we were in what was called a double chain match. Yeah. Ivan and I, and we had some classic matches against the Road Warriors, man. I mean, you know, we matched up fairly well, though Ivan was, you know, Ivan was a big guy, but he's still slightly smaller, you know. Yeah. But, We had some, shall I say, memorable matches against the Legion of Doom Road Warriors. And but what's interesting, you know, I talk about putting the chain around the neck. What's interesting is I'm reminded of a match I had with Sting in Chicago, when it was a chain match. And I wrapped it around his neck, and same thing, threw him over the top rope, you know, to portray the image of I'm choking him out, hanging him. Well, what I didn't know is, and kind of the rule of thumb is get your couple of your fingers at least in between your neck and the chain so it doesn't cinch up and you can breathe. Okay. Well, it had already cinched, and Sting couldn't do that. And so I'm working that chain, and I'm looking at the crowd, you know, and the bad guy, and he's squirming down there. I'm like, wow, he's like doing a great job selling this chain. Well, little did I know, the more I moved and he moved, it cinched even tighter. He said he was about 2 seconds from passing out. And when I released it and let it go, and he was able to catch his breath. So for all those who, you know, think, oh, that wrestling's fake. Well, I want to tell you what, there's a real side to it, whether it's a chain match, a cage match, or any other kind of match. You know, it's not exact science. Guys really do get hurt. I mean, from broken necks to broken shoulders to broken knees to,
absolutely,
you know, you name it. It is entertainment, as you said, but guys really get hurt. But hey, you're in radio yourself, though.
Yes, sir.
Let our listeners give them a little quick backdrop on who Bill Turner is and what do you do in radio?
Well, I have a morning show on Monday mornings. We're on WCC 99.9 FM out of Aiken, South Carolina. We're on the web, cwchrist.com. My show is called Your Morning Manna. And we picked Monday because that was the most unjoyful day. And we bring joy. We do a lot of, you know, little games, and it's a fun 2-hour show, and we try to give people a joy for the week.
Yeah, because it's amazing, isn't it? I don't know the stats off the top of my head, and how many people like come Sunday night are already regretting Monday morning, to your point, or wake up Monday morning and go, oh, I got to go to work again, you know, kind of kind of thing, right? But nevertheless, it does, you know, money makes the world go round. We do have to labor. And the Bible actually talks about that, you know. I mean, if you don't work, I mean, there was, you know, it was clear. I mean, it was saying if you don't work, then you don't eat, you know, that's kind of thing. But
and I mean, just the fact I was when we first started, it's been, I think, 5 years now.
OK.
I was a newer Christian and I would get fired up on Sunday, and then Monday, you know, I still had that fire. So I wanted to share, you know, that.
Yeah.
And I said, we're not talking about any news unless it's good news. We're going to do fun stuff and silly stuff. And, you know, we all change our voices and we have word of the day, which is everybody enjoys. So,
yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So we have that in common. So we have wrestling in common. Yeah. We have the radio in common. Tell us, you know, I've met your, you know, spent time with you and your lovely bride, Dana. But tell us real quick about your family, too.
I have two beautiful girls and one son. My son is an aircraft mechanic up in Indiana, well, Cincinnati Airport. He followed me to the Air Force, and he did a lot more with his Air Force experience than I did. But he moved his family to Indiana, and they're doing great. And my youngest daughter's a nurse, and my oldest daughter is a school teacher. So,
wow, all this kind of the service. But thank you for serving, by the way.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And they're all in the business of really serving others.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they're good humans. You know, they
good people.
They have good hearts, and they truly love. When they say they love you, they love you. So.
Yeah, and your bride Dana, what is she?
Dana, she is actually a co-host on my program, but professionally, she is a hairdresser. She used to do mine when I had hair, so she always had me looking good.
Well, she still has you looking good. Now she just. She shines the dome now. She gets the buffer out and shines the dome.
She makes sure, because when I told her, I said, I think I'm going to shave my head. She said, hold on, I need to check to make sure you don't have any wrinkles or bumps. Or
I love it. Well, and then see, you kind of were a fan of the Russian Nightmare. And
absolutely.
Then about, I don't know, at the timeline, I'll just say a year ago or so, we our paths crossed. We had the opportunity to meet at Crescent Auto dealership. Brian and Jamie Johnson, the owners, brought me in for a book signing there, and you showed up. And I love the story. You showed up you were on a mission. We so appreciate our listeners. If you will support this program with a financial gift of any amount, I will send you a personalized copy of my latest book, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to koloff.net. That's koloff.net, koloff.net, and make your contribution today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
I reached out to Jamie, and it was, I mean, I said, you know what? I've got a press pass. I'm going to use it. So I,
come on.
I shot Jamie an email. I said, look, you know, I'm Bill Turner from 99.9. I'd love to come and, you know, meet Nikita and all. She's like, oh, yeah, we listen. You know, please come. So it's like, okay, I'm in. But I went there mainly to check you out and make sure, you know.
Yeah.
I want to see
if
you were real, the real deal. Because and after knowing you, you feel the same way I do. If you're going to do it for God, do it 100%. And, I mean, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
And when I saw that in you, you know, because Dana called me, she said, are you still there? And I said, yeah, I'm having lunch. I invited myself to lunch, too. So it was just a blessed day. I felt very proud to have met you. And I saw that even though you were there for a book signing, you were still sharing Jesus, and like people could tell, you know, so this is not the Russian Nightmare anymore.
No matter where I go, whether it's a book signing at an auto dealership or a Legends event, a Comic-Con, or, you know, at a wrestling show. I mean, you know, I do my best to be salt and light to that world. And if I see opportunities, whether it's to pray for others or you know, share an encouraging word or plant a seed about Jesus in their heart, I'm going to do that. And so let's fast forward a little bit. So we met there, and then I know you came to a service that I did. You came to Man Up Conference, right, at Pastor Paul Babb's church. Were you at the conference?
I helped you set that up.
You helped me set it up. That's right.
I was out of town.
Okay, so you helped me set up the conference. But you did come to Man Camp, and what was that experience? And you kind of bypassed the conference, because the conference isn't a requirement to come to Man Camp.
Right.
You can just, if some God puts it on your heart to come to camp, you can. What was the Man Camp experience like for you?
Well, when I met you that day, you had mentioned Man Camp, and of course I mentioned it to my wife, and I started checking it out to see, because I told you, I said, look, I got a bad leg, and you was like, that's not going to inhibit you.
Yeah, to come to camp.
So I said, well, he took that one excuse. I don't.
Well, there it goes. Okay.
And I've never been to a camp. You know, I didn't grow up in church. So I didn't go to church camps.
Me either. But yeah.
You know, I did experience military camp, and that wasn't fun, you know, because open. I was thinking, I don't want to. I told her, I said, if it's an open bay and we all got to stand there in the same restroom, I just don't.
The bugle's going to play at 5 a.m.
I just ain't into that. So,
yeah.
But I said, you know what? I'm going. She said, are you going? I said, yes, I'm going. So we set it up. I went ahead and signed up. And I have to tell you, when I pulled in, you know, I saw all the fellas there, and I immediately felt.
You did consider backing out, though, at the end, right? But thank you, Dana. Thank you for encouraging the man to come.
Yeah, because, you know, I signed up real early.
Yes.
You know, because it's about this time, and the camp wasn't until
months
April.
Away. Yeah,
I had plenty of time to think about it. And I'm more of a spur of the moment type person.
Right. Maybe the devil started playing a little bit there with
you.
Exactly. Anyway.
And that's basically what she told me. She's like, no, you're not listening to that. You're going to go, and you're gonna be all right. You know?
Yep.
Then when I got there, I felt totally awkward. Mm. And I say that not in a bad way. I just felt. I'm used to, you know, people saying, oh, there's Bill Turner, you know.
Yeah.
There it was none of that.
Yeah, identity isn't, we're not, in fact, we try to emphasize, we don't really care about what it is you do.
Right.
Because most men, let's face it, most men's identity is in their job. They're J-O-B. Yeah. That's how they identify themselves. And that's almost like one of the first questions. Oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, what do you do for work?
Right.
We don't care about any of that at camp. In fact, I prefer not one guy brings any of that up at camp.
Yes.
But, okay, so keep
that going. That was a little different. It kind of took me down a notch, which evidently I
humbled
needed.
You a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word.
Okay.
And it kept getting more humble and more humble as the day as the day progressed. So.
Okay. So just if you were to summarize the camp experience, because that's what we love to call it, not an event, an experience. What would you now? Here's let me just say this for you. Here's what I know. I know it impacted you because I know I've heard from others what they saw. They saw changes in you. You didn't have to say a word. They saw changes in you. In fact, our very last camp, we had four more guys at that camp because of the changes they saw in you. Right. So give me like a 60-second, if you can, 90-second summary of what the camp did for you.
Well, easy. It's freedom. It took a lot of, I was still toting a lot of my old self in my Christian walk and allow me to relieve some of the burdens that I was carrying.
Let some things go.
Yeah. From my past that, I was guilty of, and I never forgave myself, much less. I just didn't put it out there. I was allowed to put it out there and get it off of me. So freedom is the best way to describe it.
So you were able to let a lot of things go, and it brought, and we talk about that, you know, part of our goal with the camp is to, I like to say this, teach, train, equip, empower men, send them back home. For all the ladies listening out there, our goal, Lex Luger co-facilitates and along with an amazing staff that volunteers, but our goal is to send men home better equipped to be godly men, godly husbands and godly fathers, and make a difference, make an impact on their families and coworkers and others that they're around. And many, many, many testimonies. And we just see the miracles of God happened through camp and yes. And all of that. And so you have this amazing encounter at camp. You come back home. Life is different now. And
yes, with family and friends and my wife, because I went to each of them with what God laid on my heart. I went to each person that I cared about that he told me I needed to go to make sure our relationship was right. And everyone, you know, forgave me and
receptive.
Now has my life been perfect since then? No.
Congratulations, Bill. You're human,
right? But it's allowed
we're all imperfect.
It's allowed me and my wife, especially if we have disagreements, they're just disagreements. They're not arguments. So it stopped the arguing.
You've been given tools now from camp on how to nurture that relationship with her, your children, others.
Yes.
And that's part of what, that's part of it. That's part of what our goal is too. And you know, if you're out there today listening, mancamp.info is you can go to that website or go to kolov.net and connect to the camp.
I encourage if you're a fiancé to go to the camp. If you're a newlywed, go to the camp. Mm-hmm. If you've been married 6 years, go to the camp. If you've been married 26 years, go to the camp.
Hey, on that note, so Gary, a retired pastor who is 73 years old, married 50 years, came to camp. And not only was he impacted and able to let some things go, he's actually been back twice, Bill, to staff and came back and volunteered. And he's just such a godly man. But
yes,
so it doesn't matter what your age is. Nope. You know, if you're 18 years and older, you know, come on out. Yeah. And you know, so the man camps, we facilitate these man camps. What do you envision like for yourself? Let me ask you this question. If you were to say, here's what I'm doing to impact the kingdom of God the most. Let's transition to that question. What would you say presently you're doing to impact the kingdom of God the most?
My work on radio and with this radio station and actually sharing my experience at Man Camp. I had an opportunity to share it with three different entities like churches and all, and I've never done that.
So you've had an opportunity to go to some churches and speak.
Yes. So,
and share. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that because that's really out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
Now, you know, people think, well, you talk on the radio. Talking on the radio is a lot different.
A lot different than talking in front of a crowd. Yeah. And I get that because with me, Bill, when I first started speaking in front of crowds. I mean, yeah, you wrestle in front of 20, 30, 40,000 people, talk in front of a camera on a microphone to an announcer or something, but it's still different than stepping up onto a platform, standing at a pulpit or something like that. So so you're getting the opportunity. So God has got you out of your comfort zone. Yep. So the camp got you outside of your village and got you outside of your comfort zone, but that's enabled you to have more confidence to step out even further outside of your comfort zone and do some things you might not otherwise have done. What would you say, just kind of in our last couple minutes here, what would you say to those listening out there? So, you know, to maybe they're still trying to figure out what can I do to impact the kingdom of God. What suggestion would you give to them?
Let everybody know you're willing to do. You know, because a lot of people need help. You know, my radio program needs help. We need someone to run the board consistently, so one of us doesn't have to not, you know, pay attention to what we're saying. You know,
right, right.
I mean, something as simple as that. What can I do to help your ministry, or what can I do to get into this type of ministry? What can I do to help at church? You got to let people know you're willing to help, and they'll put you to work.
Well, and if that's a great thought. In fact, you know, you said the board. So everyone has different gifts and talents, right? So you may not sit behind a microphone and put a headset on, but you might be able to work a soundboard or something like that.
I love editing.
Yeah, whether it's in fact, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, Bill Murdoch, and who have another friend, Hilmi, who has had a financial need for surgery, but didn't have the money. Well, I mentioned it to my friend Bill, and he's like, hang on, he checked with the nonprofit Beyond Borders and found out that they had a surplus of, they're going to be able to exercise, Galatians 6:2, right? Mm-hmm. Bear the burdens of one another, I think. And they're going to be able to invest and sow the amount of money Hilmi needed in order to pay pay the doctor, get on the calendar, scheduled, and get the next surgery he needs because he is in dire pain. So just another way that you can help. It might be financially. It might be with your gifts and your talents and your skills, whether it's in church or not in church, right? So, well, that's good advice. So just look at the – so what I hear you say is look at the gifts and talents you have and see how you can give that back to mankind, right?
Absolutely, because my gift is like marketing. I love creating and, you know, sharing, you know, my vision and putting it on paper for stuff, you know, like your little flyer. I took that and put my little spin on it, you know, but I couldn't help doing it.
Which I appreciate, by the way, and what he's referring to is a Man Up conference back in Aiken, South Carolina, at Bill's home church now, a Man Up conference, and preaching in his church. And so he was able to arrange that and set all that up so I could come to Aiken, South Carolina, and further impact the not only the body of Christ, but those who need Christ, right,
that's
Bill?
Right.
So, well, I can't thank you enough. One, just I'm glad God crossed our paths.
Me too, brother.
And now we're able to team up and work together. Now we're able to build a tag team together.
So
you don't have to see Ivan and I beating up the Road Warriors now. You and I can beat up the devil and all of his little minions and demons, right? So
that's right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I look forward to whatever God has in store in the future, and I want to thank you for all of you listeners for being so faithful to dial into or listen, you know, tune into the podcast or Truth Radio Network, and just catch the Man Up shows, the Q&A with Koloff. That's another segment that we do, and just want to encourage you. I mean, if you have an interest in being on the Q&A with Koloff, man, just shoot me an email. Go to the website koloff.net. Shoot me an email, and just tune in for another episode. We're just going to always bring you some great interviews like we have with Bill today, and I can't thank you enough. And I want to say this final note: if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, it would thrill me and Bill and I. Let me say it that way, and not through Bill and I, it wouldn't thrill us any more than to know and find out that you surrendered your life to Jesus, and part of it came perhaps through this show.
Yes,
thank you
Lord.
For dialing in. God bless you. We'll be with you another time.
Men, I would like to challenge each of you to consider spending 5 days with Lex Luger and I at Man Camp, pursuing the heart of God. Ladies, if you're listening, we'll send your men home better equipped to be men of God, godly husbands, and godly fathers. If that appeals to you, give them your blessing and encourage them to sign up today at mancamp.info. Pastors, if you would like to bring Koloff for Christ Ministries and Man Up Conference to your community, go to koloff.org and email me. Remember this, it's time to man up.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare here for Crescent Automotive. If buying a car is a nightmare for you, my friends, Brian and Jamie Johnson at Crescent Automotive make it simple to find your pre-owned dream car with no hassle, affordable windshield pricing. No matter where you live, they will get your American dream car to you, baby. DriveCrescent.com is all you need to know. Their whole inventory is right there with the right price. Everybody drives a Crescent. You should too. DriveCrescent.com.
This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I mean, I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.